God looked down from his throne in heaven, wondered what he could do in 7 days.
Did you make the world?
All it needed was his word. Everything would happen when it heard
the sound of his voice.
Let there be. Let there be light. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. When God saw the earth was empty, then he said it should be plentiful.
So full of life.
So he made all kinds of creatures with so many different features all.
Everyone special.
Let there be. So he made cats and bats and wasps and bees, cows in the meadow, birds in the trees, pigs and ants and mice and moles, rats and rabbits that live in holes, ducks and swans and chickens and a goose, buffalo deer, the Canadian moose, beetles and slugs and things that crawl, hedgehogs when you touch them roll into a ball, dogs and frogs and goats and sheep, a zebra in pyjamas all ready for sleep, centipedes and bugs with 100 feet, a scary gorilla you don't want to meet, bears and penguins, a parrot that talks, a little Jack Russell you can take for a walk, a cock that crows and a robin that sings. Father God made 1,000,000 things for you and me.
The story of creation. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Why don't you put your hands over your eyes? What do you see? Nothing. Now, put your hands over your ears. What do you hear? Nothing. Now, put your hands down. At the beginning of time, that's just what it was like. Only darkness and silence. Listen carefully, and I'll tell you the story of how the world was made. Everywhere was dark. All was quiet. There was no sun to light the land by day, or moon to light the sky by night. Only God existed. God had so much love to share that he decided to make man. Someone to be his friend. He would walk with him and talk with him. But before he could make man, he would need to build him a place to live. Man would need air to breathe, food to eat, and water to drink. This was going to be a very big job. But nothing is impossible for God. Remember, all was silent. Not a sound could be heard. Into the silence, God spoke. He gave a loud cry. Let there be light! And at the sound of his voice, there was a great big flash. Suddenly there was light as well as dark. The light he called day, and the dark he called night. It was the end of the first day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. Next, God made the sky. the sky was above the earth. Above the sky was heaven, where God would have his own special home. It was the end of the second day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. But he wasn't finished yet. The earth and the sky were now in their right places, but there was still water everywhere. God decided it would be good to gather the waters together in one place. He said to the oceans, "You stay here." And to the rivers, "You go there." And the waters obeyed him. So there was land and there was water. God named the dry land Earth, and the big waters he named Sea. God was really pleased. What else could he do? The earth was looking very bare. Trees were needed. Grass was needed. Flowers were needed. Some of the trees would bear fruit for the man to eat. Others would just be pretty for the man to look at. Each tree would have seeds so that when they dropped to the ground, more trees would grow. This meant that there would always be lots and lots of different trees and flowers for the man to enjoy. It was the end of the third day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. The next day, God made two lights to shine in the sky. The big light he called the sun, and the small light he called the moon. The sun would shine in the day, and the moon would make light at night. Then he made lots of smaller lights, which he called stars, and these he flung into space. It was the end of the fourth day. God looked at what he had made. It was good.
Daddy?
Yes, my little girl?
Daddy, where did the universe come from?
Well, let's go outside and take a look, shall we?
When you look into the sky, what do you see?
Oh, I see the moon. How beautiful is he? Who made the moon that shines up in the sky?
Why, God put him there just for you and I.
Wow!
Now, look again. Just there.
Look into the sky. What do you see?
I see a planet. How many can there be? Who made the planets that decorate the sky?
Why, God put them there just for you and I.
Now, this time, stand right back.
Okay.
When you look into the sky, what do you see?
Hundreds of stars. How many can there be? Oh, I know it this time.
God put them there just
for you
and I.
Clever girl.
Wow, isn't God amazing?
He certainly is.
The earth was nearly finished, but it was empty. God had a wonderful idea. He made creatures that could live in the sea. He made birds that could fly in the sky. It was the end of the fifth day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. The next day, he made all kinds of animals to live on the land. God made a he and a she of every creature, so that they could have babies. This meant that there would always be animals. At last, a very exciting moment had come. Everything was in place, and it was time for God to make man. God came and walked on the earth for the very first time. He slowly bent down and picked up a handful of dust from the ground. This he formed into the shape of a man. God breathed the breath of life into him. And the man became a human being. God called the man Adam. God didn't want Adam to be lonely, so he made a woman. He called her Eve. They began to live happily together in the garden, which the Lord their God had created for them. It was the end of the sixth day. God looked at what he had made. "This," he said, "was very good." His work was finished, and on the seventh day, God rested. This is the story of how the world was made. At first, everything in the garden was rosy. But what happens next is another story.
World for us, the mountain, sea and sky. He made the land to stand upon, his plan for you and I. God made some amazing stuff, he's such an awesome guy. He filled the world with creatures that can crawl and swim and fly. God had made the people that walk past me every day. They often stop to ask me how I am, I say okay. God has made my friends for me who come around and play. He sees them when we laugh and sing and often go astray. Say there was a bang and our world came to be, but we believe it's made by God and so we disagree. Just how did people come from apes? There ain't no guarantee. Just listen to the monkey chorus, end of this CD.
Adam and his wife Eve lived happily together in the garden the Lord God had made for them. He called it the Garden of Eden. Everything was perfect. It had beautiful trees and flowers, lots of birds and animals. God said to Adam, "You can eat the fruit from any of the trees which are in the garden, but you must not eat the fruit from the big tree in the middle of the garden, because that tree tells you what is good and what is bad." Up to that time, Adam and Eve only knew how to be good. A gentle breeze blew softly between the leaves on the trees, making sweet, sweet music. Adam lay on the soft green grass, gently snoozing. Next to him sat Eve, slowly brushing her long brown hair. When, out of the corner of her eye, she spotted a slight movement. She sat very still and watched as slowly but surely a large serpent came into view. At first she felt frightened, but looking closer, she could see that he had a great big grin on his face. The serpent slithered over to where she was sitting. He looked her straight in the eye and nodded towards a large tree which stood in the middle of the garden. The tree was made up of many branches, and from these branches hung great clumps of the sweetest looking fruit that anybody had ever seen. It was called the Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. "Surely," hissed the serpent, his tongue darting in and out like sharp arrows, "surely the Lord God did not say that you couldn't eat the fruit from this tree." "Surely he did," replied Eve. "Not only did he say that if we ate the fruit we would die, but he said that if we just as much as touched it, then we would die one day." "Nonsense," hissed the serpent. "He only said that because he knew that if you ate the fruit, you would become just like God himself. Follow me and let's take a closer look." Eve snuck a sideways glance at Adam. He was still asleep. Quietly, so as not to disturb him, Eve followed the serpent to where the tree grew in the middle of the garden. The very moment she stepped under its great branches, the sky above grew dim and the birds stopped singing. It became very quiet. Eve stretched out her arm, took a sideways glance around to make sure that no one was looking, reached up and picked one of the fruits from the tree. Before she could change her mind, she took a swift bite, turned around and ran back to where Adam, who was now awake, lay watching her silently. "Here, Adam," she said, "take a bite of this. It's absolutely delicious. Don't worry about the command God gave us. The serpent told me that it was quite safe to eat from this tree." Adam took the fruit from Eve and bit into it. At that very moment, the glory of the Lord God, which had been covering them, fell away. They looked at each other and saw for the first time that they had nothing on. The couple were completely naked. Deep down in their hearts, they knew that they had done a very bad thing, and all of a sudden they were afraid. They got up and went in search of fig leaves so that they could make themselves clothes to wear.
"Hiding there, you think I cannot see? I am the Lord of everything, and no one hides from me. Adam, why are you ashamed? What is it that you've done? I will find out what it's all about. Stand up, the guilty one.
It wasn't me, it wasn't me. But if you must pursue it, it was that woman you gave me. Was Eve who made me do it.
What are you doing hiding there? You think I cannot see? I am the lord of everything, and no one hides from me. If you are looking so ashamed, what is it that you've done? I will find out what it's all about. Stand up, the guilty one.
It wasn't me, it wasn't me. That man was half awake. He didn't see the serpent there. Don't blame me, blame that snake.
What are you doing skulking there? You think I cannot see? I am the lord of everything, and no one hides from me. Serpent, why are you ashamed? What is it that you've done? I will find out what it's all about. Stand up, the guilty one. No, don't stand up, I know it's you. You'll never stand again. Or on your belly you will crawl under the feet of men. And Eve, you will find having children brings you so much pain. And Adam, you will have to work the ground from which you came. You've tried to make yourselves like God, and that I cannot pardon. Although this makes me very sad, you'll have to leave this garden.
A little later on, in the cool of the day, Adam heard a rustling in the garden. He knew this meant that God was coming to visit them. They thought they could hide from God. How foolish. God knows and sees everything. Adam, he called, where are you? Sheepishly, they both crept out from where they had been hiding behind a bush. Adam looked at the Lord God.
I heard you coming, but I was afraid because I knew I was naked.
How did you know you were naked? Asked God. Have you eaten from the tree in the garden that I told you not to touch?
It wasn't me who did it, cried Adam. It was the woman you gave me. She picked it and told me to eat.
God turned and looked at Eve. Is this true?
It wasn't my fault, cried Eve. It was the serpent you made. He told me to do it. He said that it would be safe to eat the fruit from the tree, so I took one tiny bite, that's all.
God was very angry. He turned and looked at the serpent, who was skulking away off. As for you, because you have done this thing, on your belly you will live for all the days of your life. You will eat only dust and all that it contains. From now on, the man and the woman will be your enemy. Next he turned to Eve. You, he said, from this moment on, you will find childbirth very difficult. Finally, he turned to Adam. You, Adam, because you took notice of your wife and ignored my command not to eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, no more sitting around doing nothing in the sun all day for you. From now on, you will have to work very hard for any food you wish to eat. Thorns and thistles will grow and choke the vegetables and flowers that once grew freely. The Lord God Almighty was very sad. This had not been his plan. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, the situation was now changed. They had eaten the forbidden fruit and now knew the difference between good and bad. From now on, everything would die. Even though God's original plan had been that it would all last forever. God loved Adam and Eve. He felt very sorry for them. They looked extremely silly standing there before him, dressed only in fig leaves, so he made clothes for them from animal skins. There was a great storm, and God went back to heaven, leaving cherubim and a flaming sword to keep guard over the entrance which led to the Tree of Life. No humans were ever allowed into the Garden of Eden again. The first Adam had spoilt God's creation by being disobedient. But God was not finished with his world. He already had a plan to send a second Adam who would put things right.
Adam and Eve got up in the morning, all of a sudden without any warning. A coconut hit poor Eve on the head. Adam looked up in the tree and he said, "You chimpanzees up in the trees, tell me a story if you please." Adam and Eve stood there all day, but all the chimpanzees could say was
ooh-ah, 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 ooh. Ooh-ah, 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 ooh. Ooh-ah, 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 ooh. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Adam and Eve thought the monkeys were fools.
Ooh, wacka, ooh, wacka.
Couldn't find evidence that they could use tools.
Ooh, wacka, ooh, wacka.
Even though apes have opposable thumbs.
Ooh, wacka, ooh, wacka.
All they could do was sit on their bums.
Ooh, wacka, ooh, wacka.
Orangutan, if you can, why don't you speak just like a man? Hung around in the trees all day. They opened their mouths, but all they could say was
ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Adam and Eve came back at night to see if the apes were ever so bright. But like all their breed, they couldn't read. And try as they might, they couldn't write. When they have babies, it never changed. Each generation was just the same.
Adam and Eve agreed that day that all the apes would ever say
was ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Well, it's only a theory after all.